Good morning, everybody. It is another Motivational Monday. I am grateful to be back recovered from my wisdom teeth surgery. Yeah, that's not an easy journey, but I made it to the other side, all right? Glad to ease back into the movement of things at my own pace because slow is smooth, smooth is fast. All right, recovery and healing are very, very important factors. Never forget that. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osborne. You have tuned into the greatest podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I want to get into the concept of why pain is necessary. Pain is the real topic here. Many of us are running from pain. I'm not even talking about physical. I'm talking about the pain of discipline, the pain of sacrifice, the pain of doing something you don't want to do that you have to do. The pain of taking that extra step beyond what you usually do. Many of us want to stay comfortable and convenient. Yeah, I said it. I mean it. Convenient. We want to do what is easy now. I'm telling you, pain is going to catch up to you. You cannot outrun it. So keep choosing easy now. Keep choosing it. Keep choosing it. It's gonna catch right up to you. There is a level of peace you find after pain. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you have to suffer first to get to peace. I'm going to say that again. You have to suffer first to get to peace. The pain through finding who you are creates peace. And then it creates power. You know, I don't care how your life is going, because anybody can be happy when their bills are paid, they're having nothing but good times, everything is good in life. Anybody can be happy when their life is going that way, right? But when your car gets in an accident and now you're without a car, you got laid off from your job you've been at for some years, the relationship ended, people you once thought you were close to don't have time for you, lost someone through death, you're not happy with who you are, where you're at, you hate yourself, right? Abuse or trauma experience you've experienced that you can't run away from, keep coming back in turmoil, having suicidal thoughts. I understand the subject is sensitive, all right? I speak from being at that point already. I've been to that place. I never verbalized it out loud, but I maybe me saying it can get people to have some internal awareness about that. You know, the more of this message is that pain, the pain in what you deal with, whatever it may be, will always fuel you to be stronger. Every time I've experienced pain inside of me, every time I reached that other side, I became stronger and more powerful in my spirit because I took that pain and I made it personal in a positive way. I let it fuel me to go harder in multiple things in my life, in training, setting goals, planning out my future. I took that pain I was in and I honed in on it. It was changing me overall as a person inside in a good way, and I was getting stronger. I felt like a new person when I reached that next level. Everything painful I've experienced never broke me. Because if it would have broke me, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be trying to be the best version of myself every day. I wouldn't tap into what I'm supposed to be doing. I would settle. And I have an episode on settling for less in my previous episodes. Go check that out. But listen, guys, new levels bring new devils. Every phase you approach with pain, it inclines you to face some stuff you've been running from for years. It's time to end these generational patterns, right? These family generational patterns and the familiar way of doing things. Renew your mind. You are in this world. You are not of this world, guys. Continue to renew your mind with new habits, more knowledge on different concepts that nobody talks about. Read more. Think with gratitude while attracting what you want. My biggest goal is to be different than the average person. I'm not trying to be like everybody else mentally. I plan to be different, wise, practical, and hyper-conscious. I have now mastered these things, right? I don't have a podcast because I know everything, right? Because learning is a lifelong process. No one should ever settle for their mindset. It should constantly be expanding. The day that you settle and you think you know everything, that is where your limits are. Pain has the ability to humble you and bring you down from your ego. All right, remember that. But that is all I have for you guys today. Quick announcement, I have a new episode coming next week as usual, but this time we have a guest speaker coming on, Jason Isaac. He is an artist utilizing his music as a force of change in his community. Don't miss this one. We'll be doing the same thing I do here, but him and I will both be breaking down a subject or concept of the day. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.